Blog Talk Radio.
Live here, just us creating economic self-sufficiency, creating economic self-sufficiency. And our topic is about how to extend your car life, and we'll be having an actual seminar coming up at the end of the month where I'll be doing a presentation on it, and there will be an opportunity also where one could see a presentation on it via the internet, just your Google Hangout. And simple as just sending either a note on via email. You can send it to jessustv33@gmail.com. And I could be able to set up where we could do a Google Hangout and do some interaction on the vehicle being maintained. Now, I know accident has increased over and over and over again on the streets, and a lot of times we look at the crime, we look at the violence that's going on, but we never take a chance and actually look at why is it happening. We never take a chance and look at and say, you know, maybe some of these violence that has increased car rage. You know, sometimes people get upset. Sometimes people see something going on that they don't like, and accidents do happen. That's why they call it an accident. Not meaning that it's something that intentionally happened or something that happened with your will or your knowing. And a lot of times we don't look at the failure of the vehicle. So I really think that we need to pay more attention to what allows us to have a great livelihood, allows us to have family time, whether we go on the beach, go to a movie, just go to a date, to a nice dinner. And we may look at it as just nuts and bolts, metal or a machine, but it really is an important mechanical machine that helps. It's really important that something that actually helps you create a living, create a world where you could take care of your family. And it's very important. You know, we may not take it that seriously or really take it as it should be. Huh, heck, so no, we don't take ourselves that seriously as far as our health. So I really implore those that do care about their health and care about their car health, because the car faces obstacles just like we do. It's pretty much our second body. So we have to really buckle down and look at from a safety point of view. And especially if you have children, you don't have to take off after you start the vehicle to your right or to your left, depending on what side you're on. You don't have to take off if the seat belts are not on. You have the power. So there's no reason to say, oh, well, I told them put on the seat belt and they didn't, and a tragedy happens. But you have the power. You're the one that actually presses the gas. You're the one that starts the car. You're the one that turns the wheel. So you have the power. So it's not about you not knowing what would have happened or not knowing what is happening because your eyes are on the road. Because safety really starts when those wheels are rolling, when it comes down to road safety. If you start the vehicle and it stays in one place, it's not going to be on the road. So it's not a road safety situation. Only when you actually roll the vehicle, meaning those wheels start to spin, now we're looking into a potential road safety situation. So it's really, really up to us. We got the power to do it. We have the potential to make choices that is best for us as a person and as a family. So we have to learn how to take control, and let's not blame others. Let's not even blame the vehicle for mechanical failure, because the vehicle mechanical failure happens when you lack of maintenance, pretty much. You know, even if you have a brand new vehicle, the best thing to do is to make sure it gets checked, a full inspection. Make sure everything is working the way it should be. Make sure that everything that needs to be working is working how it should. So don't say, oh, you know, it's a brand new vehicle, I don't have to worry about nothing, I don't have to check nothing. Come on. A lot of things that supposedly is brand new don't mean that there's a defect. There are many recalls out there, many defects. So let's not get caught up on the word brand new, because it's really your life is at stake. Your life is what's going to suffer. When you used to walk, now you have a back, a broken leg, situation where you can't walk again. You used to be able to use your two hands, you're not able to do that again. So let's not use excuses. Let's not do that. The reason why I'm saying that is because a lot of times we choose not to take responsibility. And then look at that word as it may be broken down. Respond to your ability. So I'm not saying that you know it all. I'm not saying that you have the maintenance down pat, that you know everything pertaining to a vehicle. But what I am saying is that the ability that you do have, you can respond to it. And the ability that you do have don't mean you have to stop there. You can always learn. You can always gain knowledge. You can always uplift yourself and get more intelligent. So let's not even use the excuse that, hey, that's all I know. Come on. You have the internet. You have Google. There's so many, so many stuff at your fingertips that you could use. There's so many options that you could turn to. It don't matter who or what it is, once they're giving you proper information. So we don't have to make no more excuses. We don't have to make no more ignorant excuses because we didn't know. Knowledge is there. Knowledge is there. We can always look it up, check it out, ask someone who may know the information. We only got your safety online, your life, your loved ones. There are many people. So we have to learn how to trust and our ability or respond to our ability to move forward on doing things, to do it the right and the correct way. to go about maintaining our vehicles. You know, a lot of times what we do is we wait until a situation happens. We wait until we get in an accident and say, oh, I wish I changed those brakes. We wait until a car actually stopped running. Oh, I wish I changed that fuel pump. I knew where I was going. Let's not take a risk. Let's not be at risk with our life. I know sometimes the funding may not be there. I know sometimes you may say the time may not be there. But if you do have the funding, even if you don't have the time, you have to make time. Because at the end of everything, down, then what happened with the time? When you have the money in your pocket, it's going to get spent anyway. So why not spend it on investing in yourself? That's what you're really doing. You are investing in yourself. You are investing in your kids. You're investing in your family, your loved one. You are investing in your future. And it's really, 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 you're not making any sacrifice. Once a person takes time out and they actually invest in themselves, it's not a sacrifice. I know a lot of times we'll say, oh, you got to make the sacrifice once you invest in yourself. Trust me on that. If you take the time and build to where you've never been before, it's an investment. It's something that's great. It's something that you yourself will never, ever, ever, ever thank yourself enough for. Because there's nothing like building yourself to a point where you're able to do anything when it pertaining to what you build yourself to. And it's always good to go about building yourself. Always great about building yourself. Trust me. Take the time out. Learn how to build yourself. Learn how to invest in yourself. It's your life we're talking about, because this is a situation between life and death. Learn that the car is the second body to you. Your car is pretty much your number one priority. If you really think about it, will you be able to actually go to work and make the funding that you need and order to buy the things that you want? Will you really be able to do that if you didn't have your vehicle? Think about that. Think about the chances that you probably would miss the loan if you didn't have your vehicle. Think about how important the vehicle is to you. You know, a lot of times we just overlook that. We don't look no further than, oh, it just takes me, it takes me, it takes me there. But it's very important. Because you have a family right now that thinks about you all the time. Your family right now that always wonder when you're coming home. You have family that hopes for the best for you and say, you know what? I can't wait to see mommy. I can't wait to see daddy. So having a car that is safe, that is secure, to take you where you need to be, the places where you need to go, is very, very critical, and it's very important. Always think safe, think road safety, and know that you are in control. Know that if something is going wrong, or you notice something is not in a position where it needs to be, you can always pull over, stop the vehicle, and check it out. You are the one that's in control. Let's not think that, I heard this noise, but I'm going to make it, you know. And don't let ignorance be an excuse or a way that you don't have to check, because the more you know, the better you are off. The more you know, the better position you are. Always try your best to know the most that you can know, because now you know how to go about dealing with the situation. If you did not know before, try and figure it out. Understand that the car has fluids. Fluids, what are they? What are fluids for? What's the purpose of it? Know these things. Know how much fluids are in your vehicle. Know that, are you able to check all of the fluids? Is all of the fluids able to be checked? Is it a sealed system? Or is it an open system where you can add or take away? And be safe at doing it. Do I have to go or one that has the proper tool to do these things? Or I could do it on my own. These are the things that you have to look at when you're dealing with your vehicle. A lot of times we just, you know, believe that, oh, I got it. I can do whatever I want to do, and it will be A-okay. But we have to start, you know, being honest with ourselves. We don't know everything. Because you fix one thing, don't mean you know how to fix another. Because you understand one thing, don't mean you understand everything else. We do have to take the time and come to a seminar called How to Extend Your Car Life. And don't say, oh, well, I'm not in the area and I cannot make it. There's more than one way on attending. It don't have to be in person. I guess you could go online. You could make it happen online. Just go to type in Jesus TV 338@gmail.com. Send me an email and we can set up a date where a group of people could be able to get a chance to learn about it, and you know, just a small fee that we could give out for a group of people, and you'll be in a way better position when you actually have the actual pictures and the instructions on how to go about doing it. You could buy the book called Extend Your Car Life that gives you a detailed instructions on it. And I'll be there to guide you. I have no problem answering any questions, you know. There's some things you just may not have comprehend, and very, very open and give you the opportunity to comprehend. You know, this is what I'm here for. I'm here to see a safer world, a safer road for our people to be able to do things what they always dream of doing, getting to the place where they always want to get to, but safe. Some of us go to the gym. Some of us go to the grocery store. Some of us just go shopping. You know, it all depends on what we want. Everyone has their preference on what they want to do. Everyone has their options. Some people just say go partying. You know, nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong on how you choose to spend your time in your vehicle. It's really up to you. But all I'm saying is that when you do decide to take that step, take the step in safety. Just take that step in safety. Because you don't want to have a situation where you do take that step and you pretty much regretting it. It's no fun being broken down on the side of the road. It's no fun waiting for someone to change their tire for you. It's no fun not knowing what is going on with my vehicle. It is no fun. You know, these are things that will start extend your car life. It's here to help avoid. Whereas you don't have to go through this. Now you have a choice. You really do. You know, there have been times in the past when the choice just was not there. You had to wait, like I said, until you break down and hope that you have the opportunity to the business effort or a family member could come and help you out. But you don't have to do that no more. You can actually learn how to go about maintaining your own vehicle, how to go about pretty much having a crystal ball to know ahead of time what may occur based upon the symptoms that you picked up. You could do it. Don't ever think that, oh, I'm not a mechanic, so I just don't know. It don't take a mechanic to check fluids. It don't take a mechanic to pull a dipstick. All it takes is eyes and one knowing the color. And once you see the color, like I said, how the standing color bucket tells you whether it's recommended, what you should do with it, should it be changed, or is it okay? So you do have a guideline that helps, so you don't have to worry about taking a step to say, I can't do this. Yes, you could. I know you could. I do believe in you, and I really trust in you. And I'm sure you could do it. You just got to take that step. You just got to believe that you could do it. And once you start to take that step and believe in yourself, that first step that you do take, I promise you the second step will be easier. And the third step will be much easier. And the fourth step will be more easier. Then you're going to say, wow. I could do this. All this time, I was afraid, thinking, you know what? You have to be a mechanic. You have to be an expert. You have to be doing it for 20-plus years. And you're going to realize that all this time, when you was unsure of yourself, there was an opportunity laying right there for you. All this time, when you are just waiting and hoping, you had the power with you. All this time, you always had it, and you always will have it. You just got to know, believe, and trust in self. And this is what how to spend your car life is all about. You know, it's not just about you coming and learning and you go. It's about building someone to a point where they have the opportunity to trust and know that they're able to do things. Building yourself where they have an opportunity to know, no matter how they feel about it, no matter what others say about it, they have the power to trust and believe and be certain in themselves that they could do it. So once you open yourself up to say, you know what, I'm going to learn something, or I'm going to refresh myself on something, and you take a chance on your own self to say, you know what, I'm actually going to invest. Take a chance on investing yourself. Like I say, you're not sacrificing. It's not a sacrifice. You're not sacrificing anything. You are investing in yourself. And that's the best investment one can ever do, to invest in themselves. You know where the money went to. You know, because you took the time out to do it. And you should be proud. Very, very proud of yourself for taking the time to say, I'm going to go and take that Extend Your Car Life seminar. I'm going to move forward and stop being a victim of society or not knowing what to do. When something happens, I'm afraid. When something happens, I panic. If something happens, I just don't know. You have to now stand up and know that you could do it. You have to start stand up and understand how important it is for you to do it. Why? Let's think about this. Why is it so important? Because there's several topics that it actually covers. It covers, first of all, the first thing that most of us do wonder about is about money. Yes, you will save money. That's the first thing. You definitely will be saving money. Second, you're able to maintain your car. So, you're dealing with car safety. The same vehicle that you're maintaining, that you could save money on, now you're going to deal with the road because that's what you're driving on. You're dealing with road safety. The same vehicle that you're saving money on, that you maintain as car safety, dealing with road safety, now you're dealing with personal safety. Why do I say personal safety? Well, most people may not think much of it, or how important or the extent or the in-depth that the car actually goes and actually keeping it maintained. Is that when you're dealing with personal safety, now you're actually not in a position as being a victim. Because a lot of times, you know, men or women, or even men, ask for help. And now you get somebody the opportunity. They're going to help you, but not in the way how you want to be helped. You could be robbed. You could be stalked. You could be a statistic. Something that you never had in mind. So why put ourselves in that position when we could actually learn how to maintain our own vehicle? Learn how to go about doing it for yourself. And in doing it for yourself, you feel more empowered. You feel more up to the task. You know now that you could do it. And once you know you could do it, ain't nothing's going to stop you. Ain't nothing's going to get in your way. Because you're in a position where your car safety, which translates into road safety, which further translates into personal safety, really matters. And my tagline is, maintenance is better than repair. Why wait until you get in a situation where the accident could occur or you break down and stuck to make a repair versus maintenance? Keep check up on it and make sure that you're safe. You know, we all have families because you don't just born by yourself. As far as nobody born you, so once you know you're born, you have a mother with a family. Most likely you might have cousins and uncles and other loved ones. And these people do care. Sometimes it may look like they don't. And you might have other people out there that are watching, and you may not notice it. You just may not know that you do have people out there that really care and love you. And a lot of times, we really don't know. I wouldn't expect for us to always know. But I expect for us to always be cautious in what we do and how we go about doing things. And this is why it's so important to get the How to Extend Your Car Life book and get an opportunity to go about maintaining your vehicle, getting the knowledge to go about maintaining your vehicle, because it's so important, so very important to do it. And like I say, we could always be able to hold even a seminar online and we can make it happen. You know, so I'm not going to say too much tonight on it, but I would love to get us an opportunity where we more can interact with each other, because when we go online, we can actually visually see things, and things can be shown. You could actually see a PowerPoint presentation on it. And hopefully, I may even have some tools and stuff where you could see for yourself and see how it works. You know, depends on how we set things up and the time of it. So, it is very possible for you to actually maintain your vehicle on your own. To never think you can't do it. Whether you're a male or female, you could do it. I know you can. So I'm going to encourage you over and over and over and over again. I'm going to always encourage you, because you could do it. And trust me, you could do it. And you could always do it, no matter what. You could always extend your car life. And like I said, you've always set something up on it so that once you have an opportunity and we have a chance, we'll be able to go forward and be able to extend your car life, you know. And there's no reason that you wouldn't be able to do it anymore. And you could trust in yourself and have the confidence, whereas it is possible to happen. It is possible for it to be in a position where you yourself not going to be a victim. You yourself is not going to be a statistic. You yourself would not be a person who would pass and have a family crying and shedding tears over you. Why? Because you will know how to extend your car life. And not just yours, but others. Teach others who may not know, and save money and have a safe, enjoyable life with your family. So until next time, we will be speaking on this again, you know, for next Friday. And I'm going to get into some other things as well, because I guess it is a seminar on the 31st coming up. And I'm planning on probably doing some live stream if time allow it and position it. But I want to thank you all again for allowing me to speak on this. And I'm pretty much going to make this brief and quick, because there's a lot of things I'm putting together, and there's a lot of goodies and information I'm putting together, setting up for the seminar coming up by the end of the month about how to extend your car life. And I'm sure that those who are ready to move forward to learn for themselves, they will contact me and be able to further educate themselves on their own personal vehicle, just vehicles in general. And even if you know, just refresh yourself. Get to learn a little more stuff. You know? So I just want to thank you all again. This is Jesus, creating economic self-sufficiency. One, have to create, meaning that they have an imagination, their vision, their potential. Economic is the economy around that, you know, for the goods and services provide. Self-sufficiency is when you're able to supply for the demand of the goods and services that one needs and be more sufficient in. Thank you again. Peace.